So we'll call the Steuben County Land Bank meeting for May 6th to order today. The approval of minutes for March is the first order of business. Is there a motion?
It's Jen, I'll motion.
Jack, second.
Any comments or changes? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, the treasurer's report.
It was emailed to everyone.
Yep. And we don't take action on that, which is just basically information. Election of officers and committee assignments.
Yeah, so I did not send that to everyone, Scott. I probably should have. I apologize for that. So basically, what I sent you was Hilda would move to the chair position. You would move to the vice chair position. And excuse me, and Tammy Heard Harvey would be the treasurer.
Right.
I'd make that motion.
The motion, Bill?
I'd second, Jack.
Any questions, folks? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Hilda, you want to take?
Am I going to take it over now?
If you want to, yes.
Sure. Thank you, guys. I think, thank you anyway.
Can I jump in just for a minute? And the committee assignments follow the officers. So the treasurer goes into to the Audit and Finance Committee where the treasurer was before. I just wanted to add that.
Right.
Okay, thank you, sorry.
The committee assignments. I don't have a list of all the committees, but Scott, can you help me with those?
The only one that was changed is we cycle Pat Donnelly off from the audit committee and put Tammy on it.
Everything else stays the same?
Yep.
Need to approve that?
Probably.
I'd make the motion for Pat and the cycling.
Do I hear a second?
This is Tammy. I can second, much to my chagrin.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Motion carried. Next on the agenda, I'm using my laptop at the same time. Annual State Land Bank Conference postponed and reformatted.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I had discussions with Arbor that, that planned for August and, doesn't look like a good time to bring together 150 people in close quarters. So I think they're kind of looking at, and ARP can chime in, looking at do some webinars or online programs for some of the classes and look at holding an in-person conference at another time. Arbor, I don't know if you have anything to add to that.
Danielle, do you want to give an update on that?
Yeah, so like Amy had said, we discussed that even if things are open back up in August, having a large group of people probably isn't the way that we should go and to give it some more time. They still want to be able to connect with all of the land banks and feel that that's really important to do on an annual basis. So the association will host, like Amy said, just something virtually in the late summer, early fall for all of the land banks just to connect. And then come springtime, probably March or April, we will host it for the actual big conference to get everybody together. Probably the same format as we were looking before at the Radisson to host the classes and panels at that time.
They're going to let us know when this virtual conference will happen, right?
Yeah, so they meet every month. There's a conference call, and anybody who wants to be on that is happy to. So Hilda, if you would like that information and you wanted to ever jump on the association call, I can forward that to you.
I would.
Okay, yep, let me make a note of that. And they just, they talk about everything going on with the land bank, any things going on with the state and different funding options. So I will forward that to you, and they'll talk about what their plans are for this virtual conference.
Perfect. So just as with all the crazy stuff going on with COVID-19, the land bank money is protected, right? Right now, I mean, as much as anything can be protected.
Yes. Yeah, well, there's...
We have a grant enterprise.
Yeah, Enterprise isn't going to pull their funds. We're still able to do our disbursements as normal. The Attorney General has already given that money to Enterprise, so there's no concern that they're going to pull that or reallocate it somewhere else.
Any other questions?
Danielle, they also, I know in Chemung County we had some more delays in Steuben, but we are able to end our budget if this shutdown affected us at all, correct?
Yes. Yeah, if we need more time, right now the grant is supposed to go through the end of this year. So if we need another 6 months, I mean, they're not going to give us any problems with requesting an extension to get the work done.
Next is project updates.
Yeah, 137 East Washington Street is the property that we have an agreement with Habitat for Humanity with the development clause in the transfer. I reached out to Habitat because their attorney was preparing all the documents to make the transfer. I have reached out to Habitat, but I haven't had a response from them on where we're at with that. So really no update there.
This is Bill. Did they accept the extension?
Yeah, they asked that we make the development clause 4 years rather than 2 years, and they accepted that.
Thank you.
And what about Terry Street?
Arbor did go ahead and we found an agent that would take on Terry Street for a flat fee of $3,000, which is less, you know, assuming we sell the property at a reasonable price, will be less than 5%, as was approved at the March meeting. And then I'll turn it over to Arbor to see if they've heard anything from Maggie Horan, the agent, what's going on as far as showing it.
She set up a virtual, and then I can't tell you if she showed it in the last couple of weeks, but she was anxious to get in there and do the virtual filming and set that up. So that's where we are at this point.
Yeah, and it is out on the MLS. It's online now. It's on the MLS sites and all that. So it is out there a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not a lot going on anyway. Is there any of that kind of activity?
So we had in process before COVID happened, we had the Chestnut Street and Corning going. On April 20th, I think it was, Franzese, which was the contractor, pulled all his guys off the job. They had almost completely finished the roof and had almost all of the drywall installed. And so they just came back to work last week, and all the drywall's finished. They're ready to paint. They finished any kind of roofing, and they're working on the siding. So we have a scheduled meeting with them at 11:30 to go through.
And you know, the contractor's attorney had advised him to stop all construction So we didn't put any pressure from the land bank or Arbor, but we forwarded a lot of the stuff from the state and the IDA that really clearly identified that it was affordable, it was subsidized, it was vacant, and they were able to proceed, but it was at their comfort level. So we didn't get them to get back in there, but there was a couple week delay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in the meantime, we executed the contract for the Chestnut property in Hornellsville with contracting. And they started almost a month ago, and they will be finishing up by the end of this week. In your packets, we've had initially sent a change order, and there was something he left off, which we sent an updated change order this morning. When they opened up they demoed the bathroom, they noticed there was no flashing on the roof. When they pulled the carpet off the steps, the treads and the risers were pretty much dusted. Doors couldn't be salvaged. So there's a few things that are in that change order. He'll be having that on the market 2 months sooner than we would have planned. So we'll need an approval on that.
Yeah, they are moving quickly. This is a great contractor. Our home resource department has used them for years, so we were excited that they finally bid on something. They're from Hornell. So if we can continue with them in the future, it'd be excellent.
Yeah.
And I did email out updated change order this morning. And that should be in your emails if you didn't see it.
Do you need a motion on the change order?
It's at $3,600, so.
Jeannie, did that change order also include the insurance, or is that a separate change order?
That's separate. So it ended up being $3,600 plus the $400 for insurance.
Bill, I'd make the motion.
I'll second it. This is Scott.
So any discussion on that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
So Hilda, I think we also need then a second motion on the insurance change order, which was 478 and some change I sent to you.
Yep. This is Jack. I'll make the motion.
Second. Any discussion on the insurance? Nope. If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Both motions carried.
And so, Amy, this is Danielle. What I'll do is I will get those put on the formal change order form, and I will send it to you for signature.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So did you say, or somebody said, that this will go on the market 2 months earlier than expected?
Yes.
Wow. Pretty good. What's the contractor's name?
C&E. What does it stand for?
I don't know.
Precision.
Yeah, he's good. So that's okay. Then the Pulteney House.
Can I ask a question about Chestnut? So sure. You'll be coming back to us once it's completed. We'll have the appraisal, and you'll be coming back to us with a suggested sale price, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, once
will we have that in June, you think, or no?
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So as soon as he's done, we'll go ahead and we'll order the appraisal. They're pretty quick about getting out there and getting something back to us. So there's no reason that we wouldn't have it on the market for June.
Okay, so bring that to the June meeting.
Yes, and then I think at that point we just would have to discuss what the sales process would be. Do we want to do it having Arbor do it at first, or do we have the person we're using for Terry Street listed since she's already in Hornell?
Okay, all right. Well, okay, so I'll put that on the June agenda. Thank you.
And I have a feeling Chestnut's, you know, going to come in pretty high, so it may not be affordable to folks under 100% AMI. So we may need to consider, you know, if we're allowed to utilize, and, you know, no income restrictions on that one. But we'll see. We can talk about that in June.
Oh, okay.
And if we're done with Chestnut, I'll move on to Pulteney.
Pulteney?
Yeah. So we had, in previous meetings, the board had approved us to hire Midstate to do the foundation and leveling. That was completed. We still have just a bit of a dip in the kitchen, and have had two contractors look at that, because it's, as far as the foundation, it is level. Everything's level underneath. So we were considering maybe just demoing the kitchen to be able to look at the subflooring. We have one quote, waiting for another quote on that. So that's where we are on that. Arbor cleaned up the landscaping, cleaned up all the leaves, and we have a someone going out to mow.
Is the full re-specs out to bid yet?
They're not out to bid. We are doing, we've ordered the environmental. The specs are done, the environmental.
Do we need to take any action on this?
We do need to confirm the foundation bid award that was done by an email poll, and I did include that information was emailed to you just as a reminder of what the email poll was. We just need to confirm the bid award to, I forget the contractor's name for the foundation.
Midstate.
Midstate.
So do I have a motion for that?
Scott, I'll move it.
Jack, second.
Any discussion on the foundation? So I have a question. So you're saying the kitchen is separate from the rest of the foundation?
No, just inside the kitchen, you still see one corner of it dips down, not by a lot, but so we had Midstate come in and look at that. We went back underneath, put the level there, everything's level. The second contractor that came out thought we may have to sister some of
the floor joists. Yeah, we may need to put some floor jacks in, but they wanted the kitchen gutted first to take the weight off to make sure they knew what the problem is. So we're debating whether Arbor does that in house, have a contractor demo the kitchen, or we just include it in the full work scope and have them work with the foundation folks at that point.
Yeah.
This is Bill. Was it going to require to have the kitchen demoed anyway?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Not all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? If not, motion carried.
So we have some demos. Did you want to discuss the demos, Amy? Or Danielle is pretty involved in those.
Yeah, if you guys want to update on the two demolition properties in Addison and where we're at with those, please. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was able to touch base with the contractor. So we're using MJR Jacob Rose, who did the demos for the Wells Street property and the Washington Street property last year. He was just waiting for the Addison code officer to send the permit or the application for the permit. He got that over the weekend, so I just need to touch base with both her and him to ensure that the application didn't have any questions, and she can issue the permits. So at that point, he'll need to contact DPW and just schedule with them to get the trucks, and he's ready to go.
Did they think it's going to take? Did they say?
No, but they typically are done within 2 days, 2 to 3 days of a full demo and remediation.
Yeah, I would say since it's a two different properties, it might take, yeah, maybe 3 or 4 days total at the most.
This is Bill. I have a question. Rose is not related to Rose that works for the county.
I have no idea.
He is, yes. A cousin, I believe.
Okay. It's not the same thing. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't walking down a path of conflicts.
No, and that company actually has done some demos for us, and we've done the same thing, disclosed it, but obviously it's all done through a competitive process.
Very good.
Yeah, he always comes in significantly less than any demo contractor I've ever worked with.
I'm good.
We don't need a motion for that, do we? That was just information.
That was just informational. And when that's done, so just a reminder, so when that's done, 24 Baldwin Avenue will be transferred back to Habitat. And then we can market the empty lot at 24 Ames.
Yes.
After demo.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Once we do send that back to them, do they have a plan? I know with all the crazy stuff going on, do they have a plan to do anything with it in the next few months?
Habitat, I doubt in the next few months. But I know their plan, originally they were going to rehab that house and then found it was too much. So I know they plan to build there. I don't know what their timeline is.
They have a build scheduled for 2020 that's been delayed, so it would not be this year. I would assume that maybe they try to do one build a year, that may be their 2021 build. I don't know between that and Washington what their plans would be, but I know they don't have any other developable lots at this point.
Did we get them all?
Yep. Can I say, so the Campbell property that is in the tax sale process, obviously our acquisition of that is going to be delayed as the courts are held up on the tax sale properties. So I guess we're kind of on a wait and see with that and how long that may be. And again, Enterprises, you know, understands the situation. And I think once we get it, obviously we can get, you know, we'll get, once the county goes through that foreclosure process, we get title very quickly. And then hopefully we could schedule the demolition fairly quickly. If things continue to be delayed much longer, I guess we might want to keep our eyes open for a different demolition property in order to fulfill our grant. We're hoping when this is all said and done, it looks like we're going to have some grant money that we haven't expended that, you know, we'll be talking with Enterprise about, can we reallocate that to another rehab project? So I guess we're kind of in wait and see on.
Do we have an idea back of any kind of a bench of how many other properties we have that we could use for demo?
Well, you know, people offer us things from time to time, but sometimes when you look at them, you're going to end up with a lot that, you know, I think the last two we looked at in Hornell, the lots were very steep, and we weren't quite sure what we would do with them when we were done. Sort of like the one in Washington we've had for a while, we haven't been able to market. So, you know, I think there might be opportunities out there if we can't get this in a timely manner, but hopefully we can, because I think it's a really good project. It'd be a really good one to get done.
Anything else? So if nothing else, if there's no other business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Next meeting is June 3rd at 10:30.
So moved, it's Jack.
Second, Bill.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. Opposed? Carried. So we are adjourned. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone.
Thank you.